Back to the news items now. It may be a bit of a cliche that local news deals with small issues like cats stuck up trees, but this week we do have that story, along with the birth of a rare red panda cub and parakeets in Helston. Cats famously have 9 lives, but 3-year-old Diana has put that to the test after spending several days stuck up a 30-foot-tall tree. The Moggy had been missing from her home for 4 days before she was discovered high up in the trees that line Drayton High Road in Helston on Monday. Despite her constant calls for help, the feline refused to let rescuers bring her down. After several cold nights among the branches, she still remained out of reach on Wednesday night. "I feel broken," said owner Lisa Hudson after the 3rd failed rescue attempt. The fire crew said they are going to need a bigger ladder and will be back to definitely get her off the tree tomorrow. It's been horrible. The determined rescuers returned with an aerial ladder platform, and with the help of builders working in the site nearby, they got into action. This time, she was not getting away, and Diana was grabbed by her rescuer and brought safely to the ground despite her putting up one hell of a fight all the way down.
Workers at a Norfolk zoo are absolutely overjoyed after the arrival of an endangered red panda cub. The cub was found nestled with the first-time mother, Matilda, on June the 28th at Banham Zoological Gardens. The birth follows a successful pairing of Banham's resident male, Jasper, and Mathilda, who came from a Swedish zoo as part of the European breeding programme for the species in January. Within months, the pairing proved successful within the birth of a healthy young cub. Red pandas are classified as endangered on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species due to habitat loss and hunting for their meat and fur. Red pandas are the original panda, having been discovered some 50 years before the giant panda. Unlike the giant panda, red pandas are arboreals, meaning they spend most of their time in the trees.
For many years, city couple Lynn and Clive Hill have shared their home with an unusual family. Where most people expect to find a pair of magpies or a robin or two in their garden, instead, the Hills welcome a company of parakeets. In fact, they have done so for more than 7 years. We still get lots of other birds, but because the parakeets are so unusual to get these bright green birds in the garden, the colourful birds enjoy urban areas and are not often found in the countryside because they need access to food and very old trees.
A loyal and long-serving clerk has been honoured for 65 years of tireless dedication to Norwich Livestock Market. David Pond was given a special presentation during a fortnightly auction. The 88-year-old who lives in Swardston has been ever-present throughout the decades of the market's history. Mr. Pond recalls the previous venue and was a clerk for auctioneering firm Islands when hundreds of farm animals were brought into the city centre below Norwich Castle on Saturdays in the 1950s. After 2 years of national service in the army, he worked there from 1954 until 1960, when the market moved to its current home at Hall Road. Following the foot and mouth disease outbreak, which devastated the livestock industry in 2001, the market was reopened by a cooperative of farmers in 2002, and Mr. Pond worked for them for another 20 years until the COVID pandemic.
A block of retirement flats could be built on the site of a former telephone hub, which once helped to keep Norwich connected to the wider world. Plans could see the empty plot on Westwick Street next to the River Wensum turned into a complex of apartments. The site was previously home to the BT Telephone Exchange, which was demolished in 2020. If approved, the plans would see 51 retirement apartments built alongside communal facilities, including a residence lounge, rooftop terrace, guest suite, and mobility scooter storage. The developers, McCarthy Stone, are asking for the community to give their thoughts on the scheme, which is still in the early stages. The company says the plans will create a cohesive retirement community within easy reach of the city centre.
Now we come to our first feature. Once again, we turn to Derek James, who takes this week's take. Who this week takes a look back at an important day in the city's history, the installation of machinery to assist the disposal of sewage. His article is read by Ian Robertson.